Hello, everybody. Just trying to play some Genesis here before I go to sleep. My TV's not even on the right input. Yeah, I know. What am I doing still awake? Well, one, I can't sleep. And two, I really want to, you know, unwind a little bit. So, I'm not sure if I have the Genesis on or not. Yeah, there it is. Oh, yeah. We're going to play just a little bit of... We're just going to play a little bit of Double Dragon here for the Genesis, which I recently received. The music's a little bit different, but graphically it looks exactly the same. And it doesn't look like crap on my TV. Of course, I'm going to give myself 6 credits. Okay, so we're good to go. And yes, since I have 20 minutes now for audio booze, I don't need to worry about, and there's my apparent quote-unquote girlfriend, Oh, they have the panty shots in this. Oh my god. They actually left the panty shot in there from the intro of the game. Where they take the girl away. Wow. No wonder this game costs so much. But I sniped it. Like I do with most of my eBay. God, I suck in this game. It's been too long since I've played this. That's still pretty good. I mean, Double Dragon's Double Dragon, any way you spin it. I mean, it's always going to be Double Dragon. One of the originators of the side-scrolling fighting genre. I mean, I'm getting jump kicked here like a motherfucker. God, this is so classic. This is one of the very first arcade games I played when I came to Canada. And I really like the... I have this for the NES as well. But I don't play that one as often because that one's... I have Double Dragon 1 and 2 for the NES. God, stupid motherfucker. Die already, there. And it's actually got the pointy thumb. Oh shit, it's the bitch with the whip. Or the dyke with the whip, as I like to say. She looks like one, I mean. Oh shit, the guy's gonna come out of the wall now. There's the guy with the baseball bat. Oh, come on. Fucking die already. Oh, and I lost my whip and I died. Oh, what an asshole. That's right, now I got the baseball bat. Oh, that big. Oh, man, he's gonna kick my ass. I'm trying to whip this guy. Oh my god, I can't believe I actually beat him. It's been a long time. Been a very long time since I played this. Dude with a knife. Uh-oh. I hear boss music. Oh, man. A Bobo. I hate this guy. I really do. Freaking Roid. And Blood's in this game, so the game is completely there. This is... Oh, my God. I've actually defeated him. I can't believe it. Can't believe it. After so many years of not playing this. Ah, stupid dynamite. Stupid asshole. Well, we didn't really have a retro gaming Monday because, well, I had to work, but Vic stayed home. So I guess he overslept. He was going to do a thing, because I gave him the access to the Twitter and everything. I've always wondered, how the hell can you punch two people at the same time? This game is so hard. Like, it's one of the harder games that I like. God, do these guys ever die? Holy shit. God, how many times do you have to punch this guy in the face until he dies? I think Victor would have to say something about that. Taking the baseball bat with me. And I just jumped in the hole like an idiot. Oh, Jesus, guy's finally dead. Yeah, I know this is kind of boring. I'm just burning Sons of Anarchy for a friend of mine who's going to drop by work and just going to chill with him for a bit. I'm going to go on lunch. I'm going to go see him. And I'm punching this guy in the balls. That's funny. I think there should be another boss coming up soon. Ah, shit. And that fell off the building. God damn it, man. I can't get the guy on the conveyor belt. There we go. God damn it. Come on, go down the chute, mother. There you go. Anyways, that's enough. I'm going to go to bed now. I'm pretty tired. And, God, there's other things I want to talk about, but I don't remember. Anyhow, so until next time, toodles.